it's been an interesting musical week for me. I had an incredible, wonderful time at the Pickathon this year. Just beautiful, beautiful location. Big thank you to the Pendarvis family for letting us do the Pickathon on that site. I totally fell in love with boring Happy Valley, that area of Oregon, and I was just completely inspired musically. And then, of course, Joe Lieberman lost. What a week. You know, I think things are starting to shift, and I actually feel that momentum, and it gives me a lot of hope. And also, this particular song, it gives me more, it just has more resonance for me this week. I want to remind folks that this song, which I've made my theme song the last several weeks, is by an artist named Hank Woji, W-O-J-I. And all the proceeds from this song that he put out go to an organization called United for Peace. And you can check it out at unitedforpeace.org. Seems like there's really momentum to stop this war.
Now our sons and daughters are dying, but we don't see any of yours. You keep ignoring our questions, slamming your Byzantine doors. We're so tired of your lies and deceptions. We've heard all these stories before, and this road seems so awfully familiar. We know what's waiting in store. So be patient, 'cause we're making progress, you declare with a smirk and a grin. But your proclamations ring hollow, our patience is wearing so thin. 'Cause in the face of all logic and reason, you still won't admit your mistakes. With a world full of people so hungry for peace, you just say let them eat cake. As you sit in your ivory towers, counting your capital gains, trading our blood for your profits, playing your patriot games. With your misguided media lapdogs spinning the news and the fear, drumming up public opinion, threatening all we hold dear. Now you say this is good versus evil, and God is right here on our ground. But we're looking hard where you're standing. Nowhere is God to be found. So you criticize petty dictators when they slaughter their people at will. But you wrapped yourself tight in the stars and the stripes when you sold them the weapons to kill. So go keep on a-thumping your Bibles. We're not buying that line anymore. Till you show us the verse and the chapter where Jesus says, let's go to war. As you sit in your ivory towers, counting your ill-gotten gains, blinded by gold and false prophets, playing your patriot games. Don't matter which side wins or loses, you're playing all sides of the fence. Spending our grandchildren's future in the name of our so-called defense. And our treasure is yours for the taking in this business of wars without end. got contracts for all of your cronies and tax breaks for all your rich friends. 'Cause it's corporate greed as religion. It's stealing the dream from us all. The stage has been set for the vandals. Dominoes ready to fall. And forced poverty breeds cannon fodder, feeding your engines of war. You're just merchants of death and destruction, heretics, killers, and whores. As you sit in your ivory towers, counting your capital gains, trading our blood for your profits, playing your patriot games. Yeah, you're trading our blood for your profits, playing your patriot games. Sons and daughters are dying.
From the rice fields of the Mekong to the desert by the Gulf, we're winning hearts and minds. We're winning hearts and minds. From the Yankees to the Cowboys and the soldiers of the Lord, we're winning hearts and minds. We're winning hearts and minds. They can really feel our freedom as we roll into their town. And when they finally get it, they'll give thanks. They'll throw flowers on our tanks. From the death squads of Guatemala to the folks who brought the Shah, we're winning hearts and minds. We're winning hearts and minds. And we will roll. Yes, we will. From the general in Chile to the drug lords in the hills, we're winning hearts and minds. We're winning hearts and minds. The children with no fathers and the brothers with no limbs, we're winning hearts and minds. We're winning hearts and minds. And we will roll. Yes, we will roll.
I've been waiting for something to happen, for a week or a month or a year. With the blood in the ink of the headlines and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember, when you know that you've seen it before. Where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war. Does a shadow of the men who send their guns to the wars that are fought in places where their business interest runs. On the radio, talk shows, or TV, you hear one thing again and again. How the USA stands for freedom, and we come to the aid friend. But who are the ones that we call our friends? These governments killing their own. Other people who finally can't take anymore. And they pick up a gun or a brick or a stone. And there are knives on the balance. There are people under fire. There are children at the cannons. There is blood on the wire. There's a shadow on the faces of the men who fanned the flames of the wars that are fought in places we can't even say the names. They sell us the president the same way they sell us our clothes and our cars. They sell us everything from youth to religion. The same time they sell us our wars. I want to hear somebody asking them why. It can be counted on to tell us who our enemies are. But they're never the ones to fight or to die. And there are lives in the balance. There are people under fire. There are children at the cannons. There is blood on the wire. Balance, people under fire, children at the cannons. There are.
There's a man who's laid his weapons down in a field of autumn's gold, and he's gathered up his finest strength, and his tears begin to flow. And though his enemies are watching, you know they cannot make their move. When the works of peace have been embraced, there's nothing left to prove. So cast the earth upon the fallen, count the crosses made of wood. Let the kings hoard all their money, hear their money is no good. There's a warrior among you, no blood upon his sword and shield, and no hatred in his tear-filled eyes as he walks across these fields. There's a woman who feeds the hungry. She draws them to her breast. She is a mother for the motherless. She's a savior for the rest. And she does not fear the shadows, for they are slain beside her light. She has brought the rulers to their knees with compassion's tender might. Crops of greed and hunger, all those monuments of stone, and all the thieves who seek the treasure that the seeds of war have sown. There's a woman stands among you with an arsenal of guns, and the mercy of humanity in her trembling hands of love. their money is no good. There's a woman stands among you with an arsenal of dough, and the mercy of humanity in the trembling hands of love. There's a woman stands among you with an arsenal of dough, and the mercy of humanity in her trembling hands of love.
That was some music from Keith Greninger and Diane Kai, who's an amazing multi-instrumentalist who normally accompanies him, and that's from Keith's brand new CD called Glorious Peasant. And Keith and Kai are going to be at Mississippi Studios this Sunday night. I am definitely going to be there, and I can tell you, if you're not familiar with the music of Keith Greninger, you're in for a treat if you show up. Kai, who's the multi-instrumentalist, is also blind, and I had them at a house concert at my house several years ago, and it wasn't until the end of the night and I was actually speaking with Kai that I realized he was blind. You know, that's after his playing, you know, 15 different instruments in one of the most I don't know what virtuosity, what tense I'm trying to put that in, but he's a virtuoso, so let's just put it that way. So that's Glorious Peasant from Keith Greninger. Before that, Jackson Browne with his wonderful live acoustic CD with Lives in the Balance. Before that, a brand new song from Jill Sobule, that's S-O-B-U-L-E, called Hearts and Minds. And that song is available on her website, jillsobule.com. Again, that's S-O-B-U-L-E. Many thanks to Jeff Rosenberg for turning me on to that song. And also, we started off with Hank Woji and a song called Patriot Games. I'm Robin Shanti, and you are listening to The Dharma Wheel here on your community radio station, KBOO. Hey, also, KBOO's book and record sale is coming up, and it's going to be on August 26th. So if you are wanting to make some space in your house, we need your donations of books, CDs, records, tapes, anything musically oriented that you'd like to share with us, albums. So we will take them, and you can bring them here to KBOO any day of the week from 9 to 5 p.m. Actually, that's really just Monday through Friday. Okay, well, more great music here on the way. Another song. I want to thank Jeff for being a musical pal of mine and turning me on to this song, since he's always out there downloading music, and I'm so not into that world yet. This is a new one from Ricky Lee Jones, and it's with the fun band the Squirrel Nut Zippers, and this is definitely an audience participation song. You got to get up and dance to this one, okay? Especially you, Esteban.
Yes, it does, yes, it does.
Have you had enough
of the rubber stamps?
Have you had enough
of the wire tabs?
If you've had enough, then it's time to throw the rascals out.
Time to put it right.
Have you had enough?
'Cause they're all corrupt.
snakeskin boots and his bulletproof vest, gang of goons and his big war chest. Fortunate son, he was doubly blessed. Corporate cronies and the chiefs of staff, bowing to the image of the golden calf. Starting up wars in the name of God's son, gonna blow us all the way to kingdom come. Man of God, man of God, that ain't the teachings of a man of God. Man of God, man of God, that ain't the preachings of a man of God. Judgmental, patricians, politicians, and the fundamentalists. You never have to tell them how money's spent. You never have to tell them where their freedom went. Homophobes in the high command, waiting for the rapture like it's Disneyland. Hide all the bodies from out of view. Channel all the treasure to the chosen few.
Silverfoot and mouth, they were born to fly. Growing up in western Texas, Kenny Bunkport, oh, what the hexes? W always aimed to please. He grinned and joked his way through prep school. In college, he would play the big fool. W drifted on with ease.
Double E, double U, double U.
when you chew. W failed at oil drilling. He failed again, daddy's friends were willing to give the boy another chance to make a hit. Didn't need to turn to strangers to be the boss of the Texas Rangers. He traded Sammy Sosa for some pizza. W's patrons were daddy's cronies, oil barons and beltway phonies. They sent their boy to the governor's house in Austin. He zapped some crooks and the party cook said, when daddy lost, you've got the looks of a presidential cake with lots of frosting. Off the clue.
Where's the clue?
Hustetson had on their fits. If you have some cattle, don't forget to spit.
Oops, we just had a little CD go a little crazy on me here. So that was the Flyin' Other Brothers from the Dharma Wheel Live Volume 2 and a tune called W. Before that, oh, and that was recorded right here at KBOO. Before that, Eliza Gilkison with Man of God from her most recent CD, and new tune from Ricky Lee Jones and the Squirrel Nut Zippers, Have You Had Enough? And you can check out that on crooksandliars.com. It's downloadable there. Well, here's a quick tune, an oldie but goodie, from Laura Nero.
Come on, people, come on, children, come on down to the Glory River. Gonna wash you up and down. Come on, people, come on, children. There's a king at the Glory River. And the king loved to sing in the sun. We shall overcome. I got fury in my soul. It's gonna take me to glory, glory, my man. I can't study war no more. Save the people, save the children, save the country.
In my mind, I can't study war. In my mind, I can't study war. In my mind, I can't study war.
Group. There'll be trains of blossom. There'll be trains of music. There'll be
bring them all and bring them all and bring them all into my heart. fishes. Bring the sharks. Bring them from the brightness. Bring them from the dark. Bring them all and bring them all and bring them all and bring them all and bring them all into my heart. Bring them all and bring them all and bring them all and bring them all and bring them all into my heart. Bring them from the caverns. Bring them from the heights. From the shadows, stand them in the light. Bring them all and bring them all and bring them all and bring them all and bring them all into my heart. Bring them all and bring them all and bring them all and bring them all and bring them all into my heart. Bring them out of Purda. Bring them out of storm.
Met Jesus in the morning, he was waiting for a train. He said he thought it might be time to come down and explain how wrong it was to do some things and do them in his name. He said, after all, everybody's riding on this train. Met Buddha on the subway, on the subway underground. Saw his smile slowly fade and I saw him look around. He said he wished we'd understand and do so in his name. He said, after all, everybody's riding on this train. Met Al on the L train above the city streets. We rattled down the railway line and looked down on the meek. He said he wondered why it was some never feel the pain. He said, after all, everybody's riding on this train. I saw the devil standing at the station in the rain. He had a smile upon his face, self-satisfied and vain. Said heaven is its own reward, I don't have to explain. Said after all, everybody's riding on this train.
I don't know what it is about Canada. Must be the water up there. Another great Canadian musician, David Francie, with a tune called Morning Train. Before that, Bruce Coburn from his brand new CD, speaking of Canadians, called Life Short, Call Now. That instrumental tune was called Jerusalem Poker. And for me, that was the best song on the CD. Got to see him last night, and I hadn't seen Bruce Coburn in, oh, I don't know, about 10 years. Very interesting. I've kind of came away with the experience that, you know, there are artists in our lives where you have a peak experience with them at some point, and the rest is all downhill. That's kind of how I feel about him at the moment. And before that, someone who I'm totally peaking with at the moment, and they were a peak experience for me at the Pickathon, the Waylon Jennies, with a Mike Scott song, Bring 'Em All In. And Laura Nero started the set with Save the Country. I'm Robin Shanti, and this is the Dharma Wheel on your community radio station. We have some guests coming up at 1 o'clock. Portland's own Rogue Motel will be here, and we're going to be talking about their brand new CD and what's going on with them these days. And you know, another favorite band of mine, when I lived in Dallas, Texas for six torturous years, one of the best things that was going on there at the time is there was a band starting called the New Bohemians. And they were friends of mine. And one night they called me up and said, hey, we're auditioning a new singer. Would you come down and let us know what you think? And that was the first time Edie Brickell performed with them, and she was 18 years old and had never been on a stage before. And it was a very interesting addition to the band, and I wasn't quite sure what I thought at first. And then as the band kind of gelled and grew together, I really grew to love her voice and love what they did together. And then Edie went on, and then they got their big recording contract. And when they got a record contract, the record company said, well, listen, we're going to make a couple of changes. First of all, we're going to bill it as Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians because she's the whole focus of the band here for commercial and, you know, promotional purposes. And by the way, you guys need to get rid of this drummer. And so the band went through this real emotional thing about, you know, do we accept a record contract and lose our friend and drummer, or do we just do it. And they ended up just doing it, but they all stayed on good terms. And I'm telling you this long-winded story because Edie then went off and married Paul Simon and had three kids that are now 10, 5, and 3. And lo and behold, there is a brand new Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians CD out. And not only is it a great CD, not only is it wonderful to have all these new songs, but it's the original band with the original drummer. So I was very excited about that. And I'm going to play two songs at least, if we have time, from the new CD from Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians. The name of the CD is Stranger Things, and we're going to start out with the title cut.
Thank you.
couple of new tunes from Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians. I want to also tell you there's a really interesting book out there, and it's by a Portland author. It's called The Madness of George W. Bush, A Reflection of Our Collective Psychosis. And it's a really, really interesting book about how Bush kind of represents all of our collective shadow side and how we've sort of created him. And by allowing the neocons to continue, we're in this, you know, basic collective psychosis. He's going to be speaking at Powell's on Hawthorne, and that's going to be Monday, August 14th at 7:30 p.m. So that's author Paul Levy on The Madness of George W. Bush, A Reflection of Our Collective Psychosis. And it looks at kind of, it deconstructs a lot of the spiritual and cultural ways that corruption, you know, flows into our souls and then manifests in our culture. So it should be a really interesting lecture, and it's a book release event itself. So again, that's Monday, August 14th at 7:30 p.m. at Powell's Books on Hawthorne. Well, it is 12:58, and this is KBOO Portland. I'm Robin, and this is the Dharma Wheel. And I'm going to play another tune from Keith Greninger. I was hoping to do a little special on Keith's music today, but his CDs seem to have disappeared from the library, and I didn't bring my own today. So I'm going to play another song from his new CD, which is called Glorious Peasant. And again, Keith will be performing along with his musical compatriot, Kai, and that is going to be this Sunday at Mississippi Studios, which is just north of Fremont on Mississippi. And here's a tune from Keith Greninger called Breaking Through.
Yonder come all of the prophets and the seers, fools who want to rule the promised land. We're gonna judge all of our reckless behavior with the money in their pockets, weapons in their hands. And mama, spread your arms around the helpless and the weary. Give them strength to hold on to what's true. And the walls will come down, they'll be brought to the ground by the sound of our love breaking through. Yeah, breaking through. There's one heart, you know, it's pounding in the distance. Sometimes it's all I can hear, like the beating of hooves upon a cold northern prairie. Voice of the ancestor just whispering in my ear. At the still edge of dawn, you know I'm poised for surrender, hoping that my breath won't scare you. When the sun meets our eyes, ain't gonna be nowhere to hide from the light of this love breaking through. Well, I know this heart, I know that it runs deep. I can't surrender everything, some of these dreams are mine to keep. And I know about freedom, tasted water from the sweetest well. I don't know if there's a heaven, I don't know if there's a hell. Yeah, but you never can tell, never can tell. Ooh, ooh, we'll
At the edge of all this darkness, child, there's bound to be a light. Sunrise gonna give me back my skin. I will see my angels dance across the morning sky. A single tear's gonna wash me clean again. Well, the power of perception, death and resurrection, chaos and perfection, black and blue. When they raise curtains, won't you lay down all your burdens, surrender to this love breaking through. Well, I know there's heartache, I know that it runs deep. I can't surrender everything, some of these dreams are mine to keep. The sweetest will. I don't know if there's a heaven. I don't know if there's a hell. Yeah, but you never can tell. Yeah, you never can tell.
Always the one I can never stand idly by and watch while the bullies beat up on the weaker ones. I had to do something to try, and I never gave up on people that we could be better somehow. Morality's compass, you gave it to me, and I still follow it now. Well, I couldn't stop thinking about it, I couldn't get it out of my mind. The pictures, the stories, the plight of the people in occupied Palestine, and how my government makes me complicit with the political aid that they send. So I packed up my bags and I headed to Rafah to work with the ISN. And I'd rather be dancing, dancing and falling in love. But if I can just watch from a distance, then what am I made of? Mama, these people are so good to me. They treat me like I'm one of their own. They feed me and see to my needs and let me sleep in their homes. And Papa, their lives are so hard. The gunshots every night, strip searches, roadblocks, humiliations. Papa, it just isn't right. Well, I can feel my privilege around me. It's there in my American face. I could wave my passport around like a flag and I would be safe in this place. For these child soldiers of Israel, they look like the boys back home. And if it wasn't for American money, you'd have to leave these people alone. And I'd rather be dancing, dancing to Pat Benatar. Oh, but somebody has to do something about it, and here we are. Today, they're like tanks with bulldozer blades. The name on the side says Caterpillar, and that means they're American made. Well, I am American too, and I'll be where everybody can see. So if they want to run over those houses today, they're gonna have to run over me. dangerous taking a stand, but it's dangerous running away. Sometimes you have to face up to the danger, there is just no other way. For there are such beautiful dreams I have seen in the eyes of a child, that I can just make one little difference and I think my life is worthwhile. And I'd rather be dancing, but instead I'm saying goodbye. But we'll meet again when it's over, don't cry. And I'd rather be dancing, surely we'd all rather be. And someday we'll dance in a world that's peaceful and
around my neck. So go ahead and if it needs to stand.
Is a brand new song from a brand new CD that we're debuting here on the Dharma Wheel from Portland's own Rogue Motel, and the tune was called Eloise. And I've got two members of Rogue Motel here, and I'm going to ask you guys to introduce yourselves.
I'm Matthew Kendall.
I'm Jeremy Kaplan.
And why don't you tell folks what your involvement is in the band in terms of what you play and your relation to the CD here.
I'm Matthew, and I sing and write the songs.
I write. Don't go there. Okay. And Jeremy?
Yeah, I play drums and help with the arrangements.
Well, it's real exciting. You guys have been together for about how long now?
A little over a year. Just over a year.
And it was nice that you went pretty much into the studio pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Once you gelled and came out with the CD. Want to talk a little bit about the making of the CD and what that was like for you?
It was a fun process. We did it in about 3 days, set up in the morning and just recorded all day. It went pretty smoothly. We actually went in thinking it was going to be a demo, and we came away and listened to it and said, wow, actually, well, why don't we just make that an EP? So it was kind of a surprise. It was not something we were expecting to do, and it just kind of happened, and we're really happy with it. So.
It's one of those situations where everything seems to fall into place.
Well, that's my experience. Jeremy, having known you playing around town in other bands, Higher Ground being the most recent, and other projects, when I got to hear a little demo of this, it was like, wow, you've found your people here. I mean, the way it gelled and,
yeah.
You know, the live experience also is a lot different, and I think you've captured some of that on the CD. And
That's always one of the hardest things to do when you go into a recording process. And we actually cut everything live except for the vocals. We went back into the vocals later. So it's got a nice organic, raw energy to it that we were really happy with.
Now, I know you came here from Nashville, I believe.
That's right.
So have you had experience in production and doing more studio work and that kind of thing?
Yeah, back home. I did quite a bit. But this is the first time I had a chance out here to do any recording. That was the goal, was to get out here and do it as fast as possible. It took about a year. So.
And how does the Portland music community compare to Nashville for you?
It's fantastic. It's a lot more community-oriented. People kind of look inward for their inspiration and just their energy, and as opposed to Nashville, which is kind of an outward-oriented city. So I really felt welcomed and felt like I've gotten into a scene here that I really enjoy and really find inspiring. So.
Well, it's great. It's really a wonderful piece of work. Again, it's Rogue Motel, just the self-titled CD. How can people get a hold of this if they're interested?
You can go to our website, www.roguemotel.com, and you can buy it through the website, or you can come to a show. Speaking of shows.
Yeah, I might add that the website has got some neat flash. It's worth checking out. I think there's some sort of innovative approaches with the design on that that's worth checking out as well.
And again, that's roguemotel.com. So what kinds of shows do you have coming up?
Tomorrow night is actually our CD release party, the official celebration of the CD, and it's going to be at the Buffalo Gap, starting about 9 o'clock. There's a wonderful singer-songwriter out of Seattle. Her name is Lindsay Fuller. She's going to be opening up starting about 9, and then after that we'll be playing all night, having fun.
And where is the Buffalo Gap so folks can make their way over there?
I believe the actual address is 6835 Southwest McAdam. But it's over on the other side.
It's over in John's Landing area.
Yep. It's right on McAdam, corner of California and McAdam, I think.
Okay, well, I want to go ahead and play another song while we've got some time here.
Great.
And we're going to play The Drunken Dreamers. Do you have anything you want to say about the tune, or just...
Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay, here's the Drunken Dreamers from Rogue Motel.
Started all much the same. There's nothing as fine as the feeling when we play. Saying everything there is to say. Branded on many a night. Amsterdam and back in the blinking of bloodshot eyes. And every time to a fading light. So we drink and we dance and we sing. And we laugh and we love and we dream. Write it all down, leave it behind. For the young drunken dream.
And that was another song from our featured CD from Rogue Motel, and it was called Drunken Dreamers. Again, the CD is called Rogue Motel, and they are a Portland band, and they're going to be playing tomorrow night doing a CD release party at the Buffalo Gap. And I want to thank you guys for coming by and putting out such a great CD.
Thank you for playing.
Thanks, Robin.
And again, they can get a hold of the CD at your website.
That's right.
And can you give that website one more time?
Sure. It's www.roguemotel.com.
And anything else you want to let the folks know? Any other gigs coming up?
We are open Saturday night the 26th of this month. Saturday at Biddy McGraw's, Old Biddy's.
Yeah. Just going to say, good old club there. Well, again, I really appreciate you coming down and sharing the music with the folks. And we're going to go out with a tune. First song from the CD, What Am I Supposed to Do? And this, again, is Portland's own Rogue Motel.
Shoulder breaking even when we heading off the 4th of July. But you learn something every day. Well, I doubt that's true. And we went out again and
Tell me what am I supposed to do?
Please.
You've been listening to the Dharma Wheel, and we are always happy to be here when Robin is playing, because she does such great selections of music, and we appreciate it. And there's so much live music, something that's really rare on the air these days. And that's one of the special things you get at your community radio station, KBOO. Up next, Indian World.